After 3 years under the management of a private company, control of Arlington Community High School has returned to Indianapolis Public Schools. Arlington is the first school to transition back to its home district after undergoing state intervention for failing to meet state education benchmarks. Now school leaders there are under pressure from the community and the state to make it work. WFYI education reporter Eric Weddle will spend a year reporting from inside the school, chronicling both the successes and the challenges that come with starting from scratch. In this first part of a series we're calling A New Day, Eric looks at just how difficult starting over can be.
Thank you again for doing a good job for coming in. I realize we're sitting, well, there's 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49 people. I think we've handled pretty well.
English teacher Kevin Sandorf spent July obsessively preparing his classroom. It's immaculate, with custom desks, flat-screen TVs, and a sound system. But there's something he didn't plan for. Too many students in his fourth-period class. So the class has to move.
We're headed to the media center. We're going to see what we walk into. So there it is.
Arlington administrators have found themselves hamstrung by incomplete and missing student transcripts and unable to access an online student record system. That's how 49 kids wound up in Sandorf's class. But it's not like Arlington is bursting at the seams. Just more than half of the 800 students expected to enroll have shown up 12 days into the school year at Arlington.
We're missing valuable, invaluable time.
That's Principal Stan Law, and he's impatient. Setting a new tone and culture at Arlington is no easy task when new students trickle in every day.
And the longer you are away from school, the longer that gap was from the last time you've been in school, to me, it's a no-brainer. My kids need to be in school on time the first day.
Law wants all students in class now, and for good reason. More than half of them have yet to pass their ninth grade English exam, a requirement for graduation. Others are finding out that they have far fewer credits than they thought. Law expected some of these challenges when he applied for the job, but not like this.
We do consider it a rebirth. I don't really look at what Arlington was like in the past. We want here. We just have an opportunity to have a blank canvas, build a school from there.
Law is the former principal at Shortridge Magnet High School. A handful of teachers, staff, and the senior leadership team followed Law from that midtown school to the northeast side. Law told them, this year won't be easy. And many in the state and beyond will judge their success on test scores alone, no matter the challenges. Assistant Principal Deborah Ward recalls the common purpose that led them all to leave Shortridge for Arlington.
I can remember our admin meeting. Remember that?
Yes.
We went down the row and said, are you in? Are you in?
That's right.
And you were either in or out. And if you wanted to be out,
no problem.
It was no big deal. But if you wanted to be in, then we were going over as a team.
And is that because you all felt as a team you could make a difference?
Do you want to answer that?
Yes. I think that we will make a difference.
Yes.
Because our philosophy is kids first. You know, and we want this to work. We want our kids to be successful.
So far, Law and Ward believe teachers like Sandorf are doing their best to help the students and manage the transition. But it's not easy. Sandorf's class moved to the library. Now, everyone has a chair, but not everyone is sitting down.
Hey! Okay, there we go. All right.
Fourth period is over. 49 students spill out into the hallway, and Sandorf follows. Walking back to his classroom, he says, for now, teaching at Arlington is part improvisation.
You take what the cards are dealt and you go with it. Is it perfect? Not even by a long shot. But there is intent and you're looking for some end in mind, and that's what we do, and hopefully we'll make it work.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.